Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 15th, and the whole week ahead. The Moon and Venus, beautifully linked together, say go out and have a little bit of fun, but financially it's good too, because it means if you've got a little bit of spare cash, spend it on no one but yourself. It's not being greedy and it's not being vain, but what it is, it's giving you just a little bit of joy to ease any fiscal pain you've had. We all need a break every now and then. And here's your Sunday stars, all about money. Now, the aspects themselves are sort of some good and some bad, which is why financially you need to be very well aware of what you've got to pay out, and then you'll know what you've got left. And yesterday I said you can have a little bit of fun with any spare cash you've got, but I hope you didn't go to extremes and were exorbitant. But today is a good day to gather your financial thoughts and find out what you've got and what you haven't. Here's your Monday stars. I think probably potentially the most difficult of aspects between Venus and Neptune, because there is a lot of deceit around now, and it can manifest in areas of money, or it can be love. In fact, it could be almost anything. Be warned that you're gullible. Be warned that you're impressionable. Be warned that you could be taken in. And the way you deal with that is the fact that I've now told you, and you can be on your guard. Here's your Tuesday stars. With Venus trine Jupiter, of course, your traditional ruler, this is nice. It's nice simply because it kind of alleviates gloom and enables you, even if you've made mistakes or had problems, to get over them more quickly than you usually would. There's a sense of new opportunity coming. If you can travel, if you can go places, then do so. You see, Venus and Jupiter is a blessing in disguise, or even a blessing that you've earned, and it's coming. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury is linked to Saturn. It's particularly good if you are a Piscean with ambition. Now, Mercury and Saturn work well together simply because they go for the facts. They go after the facts. And it means that you're not distracted or sidelined by things that glitter and look good. You would have been earlier on in the week, but today, it's almost as though you've learnt your lesson. It's got to be tangible if it's going to be real. Here's your Thursday stars. Now, as Mars is going to leave the sign of Cancer and move into your house of health and work, then you need just to close up a few things connected with a young person and also an affair of the heart. You need at least to know where you're going. And you certainly need closure on certain areas of your life too. Because once Mars makes that move later on today, you're into a brand new sphere of influence and change zodiac-wise. And here's your Friday stars. Now the Sun is going to square Uranus. The difficulty with this aspect is what I said earlier on in the week, actually, is it can be slapdash. It means that you can just do things on the spur of the moment because it feels good, but your intuition is not working well. And certainly, even advisors that you have around you, it's almost as they say, oh yeah, go ahead and do it, because they want to give you either the brush off or they can't be bothered. And the point is, with this aspect, you have to be bothered. Otherwise, you land yourself in the stew.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.